And this is Tina, of course, no stranger to Elkins, I guess. Longtime musical friend of Elkins.
Hello.
We're going to start out with an old fiddle tune that was so good that I have to play it in three different keys because I can't decide which I like best. And then it was so good that we thought it should have some words, so I wrote just a couple. About 8 or 10, I guess. We didn't count, yeah. 11.
Inch along, keep pushing on, get along, buddy, keep moving. Inch along, keep pushing on, get along, buddy, keep moving. Inch along.
Tina's going to come back a little later and do all kinds of other stuff that she's so good at. Play more of that great backup guitar and do some singing. She and I have been singing informally together for as long as I can remember just about in my musical life and have rarely got to perform together, so that's also a rare treat, at least for us, if not for you all. Okay, I'm going to do a couple of songs that I've written. The first one I'm reminded of today because this is the first day of classes up there at the Augusta Heritage Arts Workshop, and I see all the students out there. If it weren't for the fact that the concert is on, there's great music tonight from Blackie and Woody and all, and I tell them to go home and practice what they learned in class today so they can come back and do it a lot better tomorrow. They're excused. This is a song that I kind of wrote about going back to school. We all go back to something or other that we used to do, whether a school or a workshop or maybe just a place that we used to learn something. And but this song here is literally about going back to where you spent first grade. And it's kind of a little wish, I guess, that we might all have at some point, nostalgia or whatever. And it has a chorus if you'd like to join in on. It goes, I'm going back to school, to that little desk and chair, right up front where the teacher can see how nice I comb my hair. This time I'll do my homework. This time I'll get all A's. I've got a yen to live again those old school days. Those old school days. school bells are ringing, I hear 'em every fall. And the kid in me can't figure out how I ever grew up at all. For there's a lightness in my limbs and a tear comes to my eye. And I feel the clock turn back again when that school bus passes by. I'm going back to school, to my little desk and chair, right up front where the teacher can see how nice I comb my hair. This time I'll do my homework, this time I'll get all A's. I've got a yen to live again those old school days. Now I can see those flashcards and those old familiar sums. The old teeter-totters with the paint worn off by a thousand wiggly bums. The fountain in the hallway where the water ran up your nose. Hot lunches on a summer's day, I sure remember those. For I'm going back to school, to my little desk and chair, right up front where the teacher can see how nice I comb my hair. This time I'll do my homework, this time I'll get all A's. I've got a yen to live again those old school days. Those easy chores of childhood, yes, where did I lay them down? I cannot ask my teacher now or check the lost and found. My grown-up games I need not play, the past I want returned. When my questions could be answered, my lessons quickly learned. Yes, I'm going back to school, to my little desk and chair, right up front where the teacher can see how nice I comb my hair. This time I'll do my homework, this time I'll get all A's. I've got a yen to live again those old school days. I've got a yen to live again those old school days. Thank you. This is one I wrote a few years back when I read a newspaper article up in the state of Vermont where I used to live, was born and raised. And, just a standard UPI article, I guess, that related to the facts, and I thought it was just a rare sort of case of heroism in American, modern American life, especially in the where it happened, which was out in Cripple Creek, Colorado. Now, a lot of people maybe who follow old-time music and bluegrass have heard the term Cripple Creek is a banjo tune. Roy Clark plays it every week on Hee Haw and so forth, but there really was a place, Cripple Creek, still is, and it's out there in Colorado, just south of Denver, down the mountains, and it was a gold mining town, which in the true American tradition is now a tourist town. That's the gold that they dig nowadays down there. And this woman, named Megan Murphy, back in 1976, was running a horse-drawn wagon tour of the town. You'd pay 50 cents or whatever and get up there on the buckboard and ride around and take pictures of each other doing that, or get your picture taken, and then get off and go eat some ice cream and so forth. And that was what she did for a living. And one day this event happened, which caused the newspaper article and so forth. And she was very badly hurt. In fact, they didn't think she would pull through, but she did. She was a woman of indomitable spirit and strength and so forth. And I had the good fortune to meet her this spring out there in Colorado Springs where we were playing. And it seems that this event, strange and bizarre as it seems, is just one of many such moments in her life. She's just one of those people that seems to be at the right place at the right time, or whatever the saying is, or in this case, the wrong place at the right time, but she always pulls through. And so with that in mind, you ought to know that her current job is as a lobbyist in Denver, Colorado for the state legislature. And we'll see, that might be the most dangerous assignment she's ever undertaken. I'm sure she'll do great. She's just that kind of person. As we say, she has the right stuff. Megan Murphy was a cowgirl. She rode 5 days a week. She drove the horse-drawn wagon tour in the town of Cripple Creek. You see, Cripple Creek's a museum now, a little history lingering on. And the Colorado Gold Rush, it's a long time past and gone. Mm-hmm. One sunny summer afternoon, it was the bicentennial year. The echoes of the gold rush seemed to ring in every ear. High above the Rockies, the sun was heading west. Megan Murphy tied her horses up to take a moment's rest. Oh, there was someone in the crowd that day in a curious frame of mind. They didn't know that show horses are not the gentle kind. The reins got loose from the hitching post and the horses were let go. And the reasons for this happening, well, no one seems to know. Now Megan, heading up the street, heard someone shout out loud. She turned in time to see her team bolting for the crowd. Mothers cried for children, fathers cried out to run. Oh, there was many in the crowd that day felt sure their time had come. Without a thought to her own safety, down the dusty street she tore. She found she was running faster than she'd ever run before. She reached her arms out blindly and the horse's reins she found. But just an endless second later, she lay trampled on the ground. For 4 long days, the people feared poor Megan Murphy's death. Through punctured lungs and broken ribs, she could hardly draw her breath. All the doctors at the hospital did all that they could do. It was the hopes and the prayers from Cripple Creek that finally pulled her through. Megan Murphy was a cowgirl. She rode 5 days a week. She drove the horse-drawn wagon tour in the town of Cripple Creek. Now the folks call her a hero, and they're paying her doctor's costs. For the day she stopped that stampede, not a single life was lost. You see, Cripple Creek's a museum now, a little history lingering on. And the Colorado Gold Rush, it's a long time past and gone. Thank you very much. I'm going to do some of the old solo style of fiddling now, which I like a great deal. It also gives me a chance to get in some of the strange tunings that fiddlers know and love, and people waiting around to hear the tunes I've learned not to love, because sometimes it takes quite a while to get there. I'm one of those people that thinks it's worth it, though. This particular one is, thank you, called Dead Man's Tuning by some. It's an ominous sound to it. Some people just know it as Bonaparte's Retreat tuning because that's the best known tune that's played in it. So I might play that. Not a dance tune, it's just an old march, kind of a funeral march or something. I believe it's Scottish in origin, like so many of these tunes are. And I'll play some regular hoedowns. Thank you. thanks. The only thing missing from that for me for a real good time with the fiddle is a dancer. So I'm going to ask my friend Ira Bernstein, one of the best cloggers I've ever seen, to come up and do a little stepping here. Now I know this is going to be kind of disappointing from the back, not because you can't see his feet, but because Ira's a little on the short side, and you might not even be able to see his head if he when that gets going. So I didn't say that.
But,
one of my better friends, yeah. Until tonight. But we have it mic'd, so at least you'll be able to hear it pretty well. Another one of those old tunings. This is one more common here in West Virginia, I think, that I've heard. Anyway, Melvin Wine and Wilson Douglas, two people that you've probably seen here in the past, play a lot of tunes and this old cross tuning, sometimes called sawmill. I'm going to do a medley made famous by a Texas fiddler, however, Eck Robertson. Eck Robertson is kind of the equivalent of, I guess, who Clark Kessinger might have been around here, just the man to beat, or Woody Simmons for that matter, at a contest. And this is one of his medleys that put on a record way back in the 20s, and it's been one of my favorites. I've been trying to learn to play these tunes. I won't claim to have learned them yet for about 10 or 12 years or so, just about as long as I've been playing old-time fiddle. Called the Brilliancy Medley. I'm gonna turn around so I can watch. You're missing the best part. Thank you. Mr. Ira Bernstein. Thank you. You've been itching to perfect your style. I'm sure all of you do a little bit of clogging down here. That's the man to see about lessons, I think. He's going to be in town for quite a while, I think. He has been in town. He's going to be in town. So now you've seen him. You can recognize him on the street and grab a hold of him and say, teach me that stuff. I'll pay you anything. Okay. I'm going to go back in standard tuning, and we're going to play some fiddle tunes that I wrote. This one has a kind of an odd name. It doesn't even sound very appetizing. It's called Motley. The tune is called Motley. And the reason is that there's a very wonderful group of people down in Charlottesville, Virginia, who host a party every spring or so. And I've actually been able to get to one or two of those. And it's one of the best times for gathering of friends and volleyball and eating a lot of food and playing a lot of wonderful music that
I've ever been to. I've been to all 11 of them.
She's been to all of them. So she has the right to play this tune till the cows come home, let's say. Or at least 11 times through. Anyway, I'd like to dedicate it to the folks that host that party, Pete and Ellen Vigor, great friends of music. And the second tune is one that I composed here in Elkins about 4 years ago when I was visiting.
All right.
And it's called Stone's Throw. I think the fiddle knows it's back home here. Thank you. Tina and I like to do a song that we learned from, who was that man?
Lightning Wells.
Lightning Wells.
It's old Carl and Hardy number. Somebody, two fellas that are still alive, but they're from the olden days. It puts Home Sweet Home, which you may sing along with Pete.
Yes, please.
Against the chorus to the song. It's lovely.
It's a little high, this chorus, though. If you're like me, you'll want to kind of hitch up your pants a little and clear your throat before you get into it. I'm sure you'll do fine.
A stranger was standing in silence, his eyes firmly fixed on the door. My heart moved in pity to see him, for these were the words that it bore. And the sign said, "No log cabin for sale, and old oaken bucket and well."
Sing one of her songs. I think you've probably heard this one before if you're from around here. Also has a chorus that you can join in on.
Birthday cake. We're gonna let second grade out early today, which made little Mikey kind of blue, because he had turned 7 years old that day and he thought he'd get a party in school. He walked to his house and he's taking off his car. There was chairs and tables all over the yard, and hollered real hard, "Happy birthday to you." It makes me think of the good old days. Happy birthday to you. You sure grew out of your baby ways. Happy birthday to you. Seventh birthday, wish you many more health and wealth, and friends by the scores. Cut the cake and let's eat some more. Happy birthday to you. He forgot he had a birthday due. He went back home and he's taking off his guard. There was chairs and tables all over the yard, and his friends jumped out and they hollered real hard. Happy birthday to you. It makes me think of the good old days. myself and one of the friends by the score. Cut the cake and let's eat some more. Happy birthday to you.
Medley I worked up a few years ago of all the tunes that I knew at the time named Lady of the Lake. That's one way to beat the problem of having either too many names or too many tunes without enough names or so forth when you're playing the old fiddle tune. So we just call this Lady of the Lake, but it's three tunes in one.
Thank you. you're going to be playing a lot, Pete. You're a good singer, but I just love to hear you fiddle. I'd rather hear him fiddle than eat. I've heard him eat. This Fruit Fly Blues that's coming up is another one of Pete's earlier compositions.
Speaking of eating, huh?
Yeah, fruit flies.
Ooh. Also in one of the tunings, the old time tunings, this is sometimes called Black Mountain Rag tuning. It's not Black Mountain Rag, I can't claim to have written that one, but it sounds a lot like it. Got a few of the same notes, you say. Or would you rather just hear me eat or what? Okay, Fruit Fly Blues. Another West Virginian up from Pawpaw, all the way from Pawpaw, Mr. Joe Fallon. He's going to come up and play some banjo with us. If he's still alive out there. Right. Oh, there he is.
I'm here. Joe was honored at the recent Brandywine Festival by having a Joe Fallon lookalike contest.
Yes.
He entered, and he only came in fourth.
Joe? It was a great contest.
I just wasn't myself that day.
He was beside himself.
He gave it third. Oh,
we changed. Get it from her. No, sorry.
I mean, can...
We're going to do a song that's old Stephen Foster wrote or rewrote or something back in the last century, called Angelina Baker. It's now commonly just known as a fiddle tune, but this is really quite a different tune altogether. And this is the one that I learned out of a book and taught to a bunch of people. And lo and behold, I got a record from Joe's band not too long ago, the Critton Hollow String Band, a real fine dance band from up there in Pawpaw. And there was the song right on there. Just the way I taught to those boys.
Yep.
Yep, we'll change a note.
We get them right once in a while.
I get them right. And then we're going to play a version of the old standard Shady Grove.
That he taught to me, and I put on the Trapezoid record from 1978.
That's right.
What I learned from his Arm & Hammer String Band record that he put out in 1978. So there you go.
Who got it out first? No, I want to know.
Well, I didn't learn off any of those records, I guess. It came from Kilby Snow, an Otto Hart player from down in Kentucky. not me.
Glad to hear.
Right. I think your A string's a little sharp.
You don't think it is?
It's getting there.
I'll be with you in a minute.
He's always in tune in his own band.
I'm a tuning standard.
Right. 2, 3, 4.